function, and then they had talked about it further, and they realized that certain steps that we discussed, they decided they no longer wanted to go down that road the next time they came back in. Sometimes they're not so fortunate to get out of hospital. That's one of the challenges.
Joel, I think when Dr. Barwick was talking about the complexity Australian model, I think also, too, there's a role for specialist palliative care to be invited in sometimes with, because that is our constant work with complex conversations and things that may be a resource, it may be an invitation, it may not be, but that certainly is a role as well around specialist palliative care support.
Questions? I would just like to make a comment in terms of the general level of discomfort that I've noticed in some of the education that I was involved with as well in supporting the practice support program for educating GPs out in the community around Fraser Health. And certainly I did sit with a table of physicians where every single person around that table felt that they couldn't bring the topic up of advanced care planning because their patients would push them back. And so they were really looking for support among our team as well in terms of how do we initiate that conversation.
When I was talking with one of my emergency physician colleagues the other day, telling them that I was coming here to talk about this and sharing the involvement in the advanced care planning fair, one of the things he was telling me that is going on in the emergency medicine field is discussions around risk and risk tolerance and the perception of danger of patients versus doctors. And a lot of the research shows that physicians, on average, have a 400 times higher sense of risk than their patients do. And this is pertinent in things like whether patients need to be admitted with chest pain scenarios in which they have negative investigations. And doctors want to keep them in hospital, but when patients are presented with the real risks of danger, they would say, absolutely not, I'm leaving, I'm going home. And this is relevant to this discussion about palliative care, because the first step, I can tell you, in when we got young physicians added to our group, especially those who hadn't worked as I had done in delivering palliative care to my own patients in the community prior to doing hospitalist medicine, is their own sense of not wanting to harm anyone or let anyone die. Because when you're trained as a physician, preservation of life is a cornerstone of your identity. And it seems odd that you would do anything that could risk life in any of its forms. And it takes a maturation process of a doctor to realize that saving life in all situations is not actually your mandate, but it's to save life when life is meaningful to the person you're treating. But first of all, you have to come to terms with your own sense of anxiety about death. And I think that we need to do a better job than we've done. The upside of when I practiced as an independent general practitioner, one of the challenges is there wasn't really a forum to discuss this, frankly. You did your hospital work quite independent of each other. It was often not discussed in any great length. But group practice as hospitalists has its advantages, and one of them is that there is a great deal of potential mentoring if the group is organized to do so. Some groups work more independently than others. Most of us that are full-time hospitalist physicians who don't practice outside the hospital do create a group culture where we can share and educate each other in the course of care and are always consulting with each other about complicated cases. And when Dr. Bradley joined our group, she was part of that, and others that she's trained now have gone on and benefit from her experience. So I think that issue of our own anxiety is a huge barrier as physicians.
Thank you. So if there's no further questions, then I would like to thank each one of the presenters for their wonderful presentations and sharing their practice wisdom with us and looking at issues of transition and how we might better be able to approach some of those things.